Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On October 3rd, the United States designated two individuals and one entity under the Western Balkans Sanctions Program. Politicians in Bosnia and Herzegovina are undermining democratic institutions and processes for their own political gain and to reward their patronage networks, said Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence, Brian E. Nelson, in a statement. We will continue to target those that destabilize the region, as well as their supporters, and hold them to account. Prime Minister of the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Fadil Novalic, was designated after he used his position for personal or party gain, including misusing pensioner data in violation of BIH law to benefit his own political party. Slobodan Stanković, one of the wealthiest businessmen in the country and a longtime supporter of Serb member of the BIH presidency, Milorad Dodik, was also designated. Stanković is the former owner of U.S.-designated Alternativna Televizija DOO Banja Luka, which he transformed from an independent media outlet into a mouthpiece for Dodik and his destabilizing and divisive activities. Dodik himself was previously designated by the United States for his anti-Dayton activities and for corruption relating to the Western Balkans. The Dayton Peace Agreement marked the end of the 1992 to 1995 war in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Stanković's business, Integral Ends Engineering AD Laktazi, or Integral, was designated for being owned or controlled by, or having acted or purported to act for or on behalf of Stanković. The firm, under Stanković's leadership, has received major construction projects without fair or open competitions due to Stanković's close connection to the Republika Srpska leadership. These designations closely follow the designation of another official in Bosnia and Herzegovina, Diana Kajmaković, a state prosecutor who was designated on September 26th after she used her position to assist criminals in avoiding justice. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States continues to target individuals in the Western Balkans that undermine or threaten the post-war agreements and institutions established as part of the hard-won peace.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.